Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night showdown with the Steelers.
Hey guys, how we doing? Good.
So, well, Mark, what's kind of the feeling when you see, you know, in a big week and you see number 8 out there practicing with the team?
That's great. You know, that's our guy and that's our leader, and you know, felt great out there today. Just going through the offense, making plays, making the right reads, and for us, it was a great work day, and it was awesome to have him out there.
Mark, what is kind of the vibe of the team this week after you kind of got new life, you know, after the Browns win and obviously take care of business in Green Bay?
I just think for us, it's just continue to build off of what we've done, becoming the team that we need to be. You know, treating this like a playoff game—that's what it is. We've kind of been in that mindset, and for us, I just think being able to peak at the right time, focusing on this game, our jobs, bringing the energy, all the good things is going to be important for this.
Mark, you guys at one point had like less than a 10% chance of making the postseason, and here you are with a shot to win and get in. I mean, is that something you talked about and to overcome the 1-5 start?
No, you know, I think you see that stuff all like every year. It's like 1% chance to make the playoffs, and that team makes the playoffs, you know. So that's ever-changing, you know. But I am proud of the way the guys have continued to keep the focus, keep the main things the main things, keep on trusting each other, moving forward, and trying to become the best team that we can and avoid all the outside noise. And I'm just super excited for this week to see what this team can do and what we can be.
On that game, do you try to avoid it?
No, I was definitely tuned in, and you know, obviously, just, you know, playing Pittsburgh this week, I was focused on that, and you know, hopeful that we were going to get the opportunity that we have this week, and we do. So that was exciting, but it's work week, and I moved on from, you know, obviously, you know, those things.
When you're watching two scout ahead, is it hard while you're watching the game to sort of remember the outcome determines your playoff future? Were you trying to push that out of mind while you were watching?
You know, I wasn't trying to get two up or two down. I mean, it was kind of a nail biter. So I was just trying to stay focused on, you know, being hopeful about, you know, getting this opportunity.
Mark, you've played in a lot of Ravens Steelers games over the years. How would you, if, you know, for somebody that's never watched a Ravens Steelers, how would you just kind of describe, you know, this type of game in this rivalry?
Two teams that know each other incredibly well, you know, hard fought, physical, and you know, very well coached. I think that you know, obviously it's one of the best rivalries in all of football, and it's definitely an honor to be able to take part in this every single year, twice a year, and you know, what an opportunity. Sunday night, you know, for our division, Steelers Ravens, it's going to be awesome.
Do you figure out ways to sort of feed off the crowd and the atmosphere, even though you know on some level the crowd is against you? Like, does it still help in a way?
Yeah, I think that, you know, definitely this year we've done a good job of, you know, especially on road games, of staying together and, you know, staying tight and, you know, not letting, you know, too much outside noise affect us. And we know they got a loud stadium, and we'll be ready for that. But, yeah, I think that we've done a good job in opposing stadiums.
Back to last year and those two wins over the Steelers, you know, you guys just ran the ball so successfully. Of course, they knew that was probably your game plan. How gratifying was it to be a part of an offensive effort like that, where they know what you're going to do and you still do it successfully anyway?
Yeah, you know, that's a credit. You know, obviously those are years past, and you know, every year is different, and you know, it's a credit to the guys that are on the field, the O-linemen, running backs, all that good stuff. But, you know, the main thing, you know, for me, Jonas, is focusing on this year, you know, being able to, you know, do what we need to do. And we got a tough battle. These guys are very well coached, very, very, you know, good players. And we got our hands full. So I'm excited about the challenge.
Mark, the way you all ran the ball in Green Bay and in the past number of years, do you feel like specifically in Green Bay that you found kind of an identity that can be duplicated?
I do. I think that we did a lot of great things, you know, and, you know, when the guys up front are playing the way they did, it was really incredible watching that film and seeing what they were doing. And obviously Derek getting downhill and everybody just fighting their butts off. It, really, the energy all around on offense was top notch. And I just think for us building on that, continue to be efficient and focusing on our jobs will, you know, carry us through.
Mark,
Mark, you know as well as anyone what the atmosphere and the narrative can be around Lamar when he's playing well or when he's not, when he's hurt and not playing up to his standards. These last few weeks, I get the sense that, you're not a guy who tries to pay too much attention, but some people on this team haven't gone through some of the things that you've gone through and seen some of the things you've seen when it comes to Lamar, how he's kind of overcome. What advice do you give some of your teammates about sort of handling the noise around Lamar and when you're going into a big game like this?
Well, Lamar is like he's a polarizing person. He's been that since college, Heisman days. And you got to give a lot of credit to him and what he's been through, all throughout his career, and the type of scrutiny that he's faced and to be able to be where he's at. And, obviously this year, hasn't been, the way he's drawn it up, but he's a fighter, and he's going to continue to fight for this organization. And everybody in this organization has trust in Lamar, man. He's one of one. He's incredible. And I'm excited to take the field with him this week because, that's our guy. And, he knows the type of opportunity that we have, and we're going to fight our butts off.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.